cliffcentral.com.
It may still be going through its growing pains, but there's no doubt that cryptocurrencies are here to stay. While some people will focus on the volatility and what that means in the short term, crypto's long-term outlook is worth chatting about. We've come to Luno HQ in Cape Town, where Luno Africa's GM, Marius Reitz, breaks down the future of crypto.
We're still very much at the early stages. People often compare the current state of the cryptocurrency industry to where the internet was in the early 1990s. And there's still a lot of work needs to be done to get those network effects. So the more people willingly start to use cryptocurrency for payments and for investments, the more valuable the network should become. But I think overall, broadly speaking, change typically happens when three things meet. Firstly, when there's a change in mindset, when people start to think differently about how they use and can use money. I think even if Bitcoin or cryptocurrency fails, what it would have done is it would have challenged people's thinking around money and it would have still been a success. Secondly, we're seeing a change in consumer behavior, consumer demographics and consumer needs. Consumers want things instantly and for free. They want services and goods customized to their personal preferences. And what's important here is that you need technology to be able to meet those consumer demands. And we feel now, for the first time, we have a technology in cryptocurrency that will allow us to meet these changing consumer demands. When we look at the crypto industry at this stage, it's important to take a step back and to look at the bigger picture. Sentiment in the industry is actually at the highest point it's been for a very long time. And sure, price is an important data point and people tend to be fixated on the price and use the price as a proxy for determining whether the industry is a success or not. But we've seen tremendous improvements from an adoption perspective. What we're building at Luno is something that's completely independent of the Bitcoin price. One big challenge that the industry is still facing, I think, is that of instant gratification. So people expect cryptocurrency to be better than the current financial system. People expect it to be a better store of value. People expect it to bring down the cost of remittances. People expect it to be perfectly safe and secure. And yes, cryptocurrency can be all of that, but it's not going to happen overnight. The current financial system was built over thousands of years, actually. And I think we need to be a little bit more patient and give the industry time to figure out all these issues. Good news is that we're seeing clear data points across a couple of different segments. We're seeing the price becoming less volatile from a security perspective, from a scalability perspective. Regulatory acceptance is on the uptake, and then also press coverage is also more favorable to the industry at this stage. When we look at some of the risks and then some of the mitigations that has been put in place over the past 5 years, it's also clear to see that there's been some tremendous progress. If we look at the nefarious use of cryptocurrencies, we're getting better visibility on illicit transfers, for example, better software to track these transfers, and that allows crypto players to work with law enforcement, to work with banks to ensure that the industry is safe and clear of bad actors. From a price perspective, we're seeing new developments like stablecoins, which is a cryptocurrency that is linked to real-world assets and that is designed to keep the price of that crypto more stable and make it a more attractive use for payments, essentially. And then lastly, I think important also on the scalability front, we're seeing new developments like the Lightning Network that will allow us to improve the throughput of payments on the Bitcoin network by 1,000x, 1,000x arguably. So I think there are clear data points and there's progress being made on a couple of fronts, but there's still a lot of work to be done. We will continue to see challenges, I think specifically on a regulatory front, some countries taking a bit longer to form their views on cryptocurrency, and I think that will slow down progress in emerging markets across Africa and in certain parts of Southeast Asia. But I think all in all, there's tremendous growth in the industry. If you look at talent flowing into the industry and the talent joining cryptocurrency platforms like Luno, some of the best chartered accountants, people from law firms, developers flowing into the industry, I think that's also a vote of confidence in this new technology.
Decrypto is everything you need to know about buying, trading, and spending cryptocurrency. Brought to you by Luno, only on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.